Shamshin Gamrinon, Liapuki Egla Rufa, Ki Gufa Kadusha. I would rather learn out the Mishamish from a Mishamis. Rashton is Mishamshin means Shamay. Here's the clothing for the mate. Oh, verse Kovim also, it's Mishamshin for the Avodah Zarah. So I'd rather learn out something you're using for something else, Liapuki Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, that itself is the Egla Rufa. So Trubai Egla Rufa is known as something, because that's the Gufa Dover. But over here, when you want to separate something to worship an Avodah Zarah with it, or you want to use something to separate for a mace, they're both called Mishamshim, using it for the mace, for the Avodah Zarah, I learn out that just like by Avodah Zarah does not become Asa Mano, the same thing by mace also. Just separating something for a mace does not make it Asa Mano. Talmud says, V'yabaya, my time will come, my verse of Chavim. Why doesn't Abai learn out from Avodah Zarah that it has none is Lav Nusi? Amalach, I answer you back, Mi did the urcha, mi udid the urcha gamin. I learn out something that's normal to happen from another case that's normal to happen. In other words, egla rufa is a mitzvah to bring the egla rufa for a mace. It's normal to make tachrichim. But the afuki avoros kechavim to lav urche. There's an avera to be avid avodah zarah. So I don't learn out the pasha of a mace from the pasha of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is an issa to be mishamish to make something for an avodah zarah. You're not allowed to make it. So therefore, that's a special lecha over there. But here, when you make tachrichim for a mace, I'd rather learn it out from the pasha of egla rufa. That once you found the person dead outside the city, you have to bring an egla rufa. Now, simin kapo nafshe de chasiva nechisay b'yumna. Mace have a kasha. Kipa shutamei medris. If you have a veil, a handkerchief with a head cover of a lady, that's tamei medris. That means she was a leader, and she was laying on it. So you have tamei medris. Now, v'nasnu le'sefer. They decided now to use it for a sefer, not to use it for veil anymore. They're going to put it into a sefer Torah to use it to wrap up the sefer Torah with it. So Torah min medrash, the tumas medrash goes off it. It's not fit anymore to be used to sleep on. It's not no more tumas medrash. Our tumas maga medrash, but still has tumas maga, still called the kli, the tumas maga that it touched the medrash, that it still has. Now, Ema, so the question is here, why does the tumas go off? Because once you set it aside for the Sefer Torah, it's like lost its shame, it's not called a veil anymore. But if you say Hazman is setting it aside, it means nothing, so why does the Tumah go off? So clearly, before you put it into the Sefer Torah, it should mean nothing. So most is true, Eimer, rather learn here also, Nisnasai v'kechasai. Not just time you designated it for a Sefer Torah, but you also wrapped around the Sefer Torah with it. But since you used it for a Sefer Torah, that's called Miyachadit, now it loses its shame. Medris, that's why the Tumah goes off. But the Gemara, Lomeli Nesanoso Kachasai, what do you have to do two things for? The Chura, just put it on the Sefer Torah. What do you have to designate it for then? Rashi says, Klema, Lomeli Tavayu, Tiski B'Kachasai L'chuda, just wrap it around the Sefer Torah. Tika Maisa, you're doing an action over here. Marasas Ketarav Chizda, Yemar Chizda, Hai Sudra, Tiyaz V'nei L'meitzi B'Tfilin. If you have a Tfilin Zekel, that you set it aside to put your Tfilin in, Fitzar betfilin and you put tefillin in it, also lemeitzah bob shite. Then you're not allowed to put money inside it. Once you put the tefillin in there, it's called tashmishi kedusha. The tashmishi, the zekel, becomes also bano. Azmenei, let's say you just set aside this bag to be used for your tefillin. Well, it's tzarbe, you did not put your tefillin in, or else it's tzarbe, even if you put your tefillin in there, but you do not have in mind to leave it there, to use it for loylam. The Lay Azmna, you didn't designate this bag to be used for your tefillin. Shaul the mitzvah pshite. You're allowed to put money in there. So you see, it only becomes asur when you designate it and you use it. It has to be two things. Here also, this veil, had to be that she designated it now for the Sefer Torah to be used loylam, and also they used it. And then it's called milsa, then the gdushivcha. The moral Abai the Yom has money milsi. The Abai that says has money something. He, Azmuno, Afagad Litzar Ben Echnami, by the Tfilin Zekel, as long as you have a bag that you designate, this should be the bag I'm going to use for my Tfilin, so even before you put this Tfilin in there, still it's us to put money in, you can't use it for anything else. Sarbe, Afagad Litzar Ben, you have Sarbe, if you put Tfilin in there, Eyazmuno in, Eloy Azmuno Eloy. So according to Bayan, Azmuno Milsa, the main thing is Azmuno, you have to designate it for it. Whether you put the tefillin in, yes or no, doesn't make a difference. The main thing is that you designated it for it. Tashma, come in here. Nefesh shabona l'shem chai. You have a nefesh that was built for the purpose of a chai. A nefesh, your Rashi says, binyin shala kever, shabonu l'shem chai, shiyom esik v'boy. You build like a kever, a house, to put a mace there, when he will die, now he's alive. Halacha is mutabano, is mutabano. Hoise boy dimosechet, you add one more brick to it, the shei meis also, but then it's also bano. So when I says, okay, now you're also, if I'm asking on, to run me by meis, you put a meis in it. Yachem, my yuri, hoise boy, you have the end. Because hoise now, the three have a god, the penia, even though you emptied it, took away the meis.
If you make a beged, you weave a beged, a manas yavdas to put it on a mace, to make it for tachrichim, so does it become asa banor right now or not? That's machlokes Abai of Rava. Abai says it become asa right now, has mona milsa, and Rava says no.
Verse says simin kapo nafshe dechatzva nechisa dina. Mace we have a kash. It says kipo kapo. That's a veil, like type of a net Elisha wears on a head.
A veil.
Kapo shum tomei medrus. That the Isha was a nida. So when she lies on it, it came a tomei medrus. Then the nafnosel a sefer. They decided to give it to a sefer Torah. She's not going to use it anymore for a veil. So locher is toyim in a medrus. Right away when she decides to give it away, it like loses its chain. Medrus, it's not meant anymore to lay on, so therefore the tumas medrus goes off it. Avotamim aga medrus, but lamaisa it's not worse than something that touches the medrus, because when the tuma, when it changes from a medrus to a regular kli, at least it remains a tuma magi, it's like a rishon tuma. But the question is, why does the tumas medrus go off just because she decided to give it to a sefer Torah? If you tell me like Rava that has mon alav milsom, so the fact she decided to give it means nothing. Lamais, there was still a veil, it just doesn't have it tumas medrus. So Moses Einachnami, according to Rava, Amos, say rather, nos nosu vikichosleim. Not only did she decide to give it, but she actually used it. They used it, they wrapped it around on the Sefer Torah. For the Gemara, so, lomalu nos nosu vikichosleim. What do you have to say? Two things. They gave it, and they wrapped it around. It's enough just to say that she used it on the Sefer Torah. That should take it away from its name of a veil anymore. It's not Rava medrus anymore. So Moses says, no, kut Rav Chizda. The Yomer Rav Chizda, hi Sudra. We have a tefillin zekel. We have a bed. The Yazim ne lemeitze bet tefillin. You set it aside now that in this bed, in this zekel, you're going to put your tefillin. So Rav Chizda said like this. V'tzar bet tefillin, and you actually put your tefillin in there. So you did two things. You set aside this zekel to be used, and you actually put your tefillin in there. Then, also lemeitze bob shite. Then you're not allowed to put money inside it. It's called the Tashmishei Kedusha. The tefillin zekel is called the Tashmish Kedusha, but it's also offset to use for Dabash Achel. What about Azmine? You only set it aside. This zekel, you set it aside to use for tefillin. But for Lloyd Sarbe, you did not put the tefillin in yet. Or else even Sarbe, even if you put the tefillin in there, but you did not make up your mind you want to use it forever. Like you just put it there one time. For Lloyd Azmine, but you did not designate it to be there for tefillin zekel, Sharon makes it up Shitin. Then you're allowed to use, put money inside it. In other words, it has to be hasmona with an asiyah that you actually put the tefillin there. So therefore, this comes out good according to Rava. For the Gemara, though, all Abaye, according to Abaye, the Omer, hasmona milsi, Abaye holds no. Just by designating something, hasmona alone makes it awesome. So asmene, if you set aside this zekel, this big, to be used for your tefillin, afagad loy tsarbe, even before you put the tefillin inside the zekel, or else tsarbe, even if you put the tefillin in there, that alone means nothing. If you also designated it, that you had asmona, you have in das to leave it there, loylam, to be used for tefillin, in, then it becomes also, then it's called tashmishe kedushim, that you cannot put a double shachel there. But if you do not make asmona, you do not decide to leave it there forever, then to use it forever, then we say, it's muta, you can still use it for other purposes. So kid says, no, but there's no proof to a bayi or to rava. Toshma, here's another proof. It says, nefesh, that's like a binyan, like a on top of the grave, you build a little hut. She'banu l'shem chai. Somebody built it for a purpose, and the guy's alive now. He has a good friend, and they figure whenever that guy dies, they'll put him in here. So he's building his friend, he's doing his friend a favor, he's building his friend like a coffin now, a cave now, but he's building it. So mutabano, since the person's still alive, it's not called, you designated for a mace, so therefore you're allowed to use that hut, you can change your mind, use it for something else. What's going to be hoisted by Dimas Echad? Let's say later you add one row of stones to it. L'shei mace. Now your friend died already. And you add one row of stones because the guy is mace. Then also banor. Then you cannot use it. So it's mashmo there, even before you put the mace in, it becomes also banor. So it's a raya to abaya. That has mono, you designate it for the mace, it's also banor right away. Someone says no. Holcha b'mayaskino, we're talking about over here, the rami b'meis, that you put the meis in the hut. That's why it becomes asa b'hanor. Therefore, there's no kashan rova. But the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, that you mamish put a mace inside here, my iri hoisef, what do you have to say, kosher erin? Another row of bricks, kiloi hoisef nami. Even if you do not add another row of bricks, but the mace, and now you put a mace in this hut, so pshita becomes also bano, you mamish using it for a mace. So Gemara says, letzricha, the chiddush is like this, afagav the pniya, even though you took the mace out of the hut, still remains also. So therefore, notice you just put the mace in there once, so that alone doesn't mean too much. Since you took him out, if it wouldn't have been that you did a maisa hazmona, like you did an action of building another row, it would not remain also. So if you didn't build the extra row of bricks, so you build it for chai, and then you put a mace in there and you took the mace out, that's like without hazmona, that would be mutabano. But now that you build one row of bricks, that's like hazmona, with the fact that you put a mace in there, therefore it remains also according, even according to Rova. Omar Rafram Bar Pop, Omar Rafkizda, Im Hoya Makiroi, Cholse Muta. Let's say even later, after you took the mace out of this hut, you remember exactly which bricks you made the extra row that you built with Lashem the mace. If you take away that row of bricks, it again becomes Muta Bano. Because the original hut was made for Chai. It didn't become Asa then. Just the fact you put a mace in there once means nothing. That's not called Hazmana. Therefore, when you take the mace out, the building would become Muta. It's only yosa because you build one row of bricks with shame the mace. But if you know which row it is and you take out that row, then it remains a muta. So there's no proof. Tashma, come another proof. We had before, ha-choytsev kev-li-yodim. If somebody builds a, digs out a grave for his father, we had before, it also means that you build a hut on top of it. For holach v'kibro v'kev-racher. Then you change your money, you bury your father someplace else. It says clearly, ha-reza li-kovah b'yolomis. You cannot use this hut for anything. Why? Because it's also banor. Ah, you never put your father there. So it's a raya to abaya, hazmona milsa. Since when you made it l'shem emes, hazmona, it becomes also banor. Samura says, no, hosam over there is a new halacha. It's only for the son cannot use it, mishum kovet aviv. That since he made it for his father, av kibrav, he cannot use it. Mishum kovet aviv, he cannot use it. And hokin ava mestav, it is the svar also, that it has nothing to do with the shayla of hazmona milsa, it's a new isa of kibrav. Tiktoni Sefer says in the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af ha-choytzev avonim li-yoviv. If somebody goes and hacks out some stones from the mountain to build a cave for his father, v'holach v'kibur b'mokam achar, and then the son decides to put him in a different grave, he does not use those stones, ha-reza li-kovar b'malomis. Those stones that he hollowed out, knocked out, to be used for his father, he can never use those stones. Now why? It's a new issa. That's something you decided to use for your father. Al kibrav, you cannot use it for something else. Shapir, since you hacked out these stones for the purpose of using it for your father, you can't change. Ella, but if you're going to tell me, Ella Yamrit, Mishram Hazmono, it's a new yisoid of Abaya. That Hazmono Milsa, when you designate something, it becomes also here for the Gemara, Tviya Larigo, Miyikul Amandi Yomar. When Yoni spin the threads to go and weave something later, if you just spin the threads to make a tachrichim, does it become also bano? Of course not. Because even if you hold hazmona milsa, it's only when you go to make the actual beged, when you make the actual clothing, then you can say if you make it, the shame, the mace, hazmona milsa. But so much before that, when you're only spinning the threads, pshita, there's no din hazmona. Just if you spin the threads, the shame, to make a clothing for mace, the threads don't become also bano. Siros, if you just went down to the mountain to hack out the stones, you're not even there by making the grave yet. So just the fact you hacked out these stones, are manas to use it for a mace, they will not become asa banor. So how come here it says, these stones you cannot use anymore? It must mean, because here it's a son that did it for his father, there's a new yisoid, as chivrav, you can't use these stones anymore. Toshma, come in here. It says, kever chodosh, a new grave, Toshma means it was never used yet. Muta banor, you're allowed to use it, even if it's a binyan, if it's a hut there, you're allowed to use it. So chur, even though it was made l'shem emes, but since it wasn't used yet, you're allowed to use it. Hitu b'nefel, but let's say they buried even a nefel there, even a miscarriage, they buried there, then also banor, then it becomes also banor, this hut. So the diyuk is, hitul in, only because they put a mace there. But lo hitul lo, they do not put a mace there, it remains muta banor. So chur, it's a kasha and abai, you see, has mon alav nilsung. So Moses says, no. Really, who I did not tell you, they have a god, even if they did not put an eifel there, He has mon alone would make it osam. So what's the chiddush over here? Someone says, so what does chodesh mean then? So according to this pshat, chodesh would mean that you did not set it aside for mace at all. Chodesh would mean you did not set it aside for mace. But if you set it aside for mace, even if you did not put the mace there, it would also become osam banu, because that's mon milsa. So what does it say here, hitabo nefel? So Mar says that the chiddush, ulafukim and rabshimah megamuil. It's just teaching us that we do not hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The yom that he holds in Masechet Oilis, ein l'nefolim tfusas hakever. If you only bury a miscarriage in Nefel, it doesn't have a tfusas hakever. It doesn't have the chumras of oil. There's a special lach of the tfusas hakever that what goes inside the mace, anything around it becomes tamei. By Nefel, he holds it doesn't have it. Here the chiddush is yes, that even though you only bury the Nefel, still it becomes osabano. Because for Nefel also, there's called the tfusas hakever. But Abai could also learn here that would have zman alone, it would become osa. Toshma, come on, be another proof. It says Alocha Moisar Hamesim Lamesim. Let's say you go around collecting money, you collect funds to bury people. Yeah, poor people in the shtot, they can't afford to pay the chevek kedisha, so they have a collection to pay for the chevek kedisha. So let's say there's extra money. Like that month, they bury 25 mesim and they still have leftover money. What do they do with leftover money they collected that month? Buy it to lamesim, use it for next month for more mesim. Meister Hamais, let's say they collected the money for a special person. There was a special poor person, and they collected money for him. And then it came out that they had more than they needed. The lacher is liyarshim, that extra money is liyarshim, the kids could use it. So the question is why? The chura, if they collected it, so it's like hazmona milsa, they collected it for the mace. It should become asa bano. According to Abaya, the fact they collected the money for the mace, so the money should be asa bano, you can't use it for any other purpose. How can we give it to the liyarshim? I'll tell you here, we're talking about when the person was still alive. He was a very sick man and he was very poor. So they collected money when he was alive. So therefore, when they collected the money, since he was alive, treat to the money doesn't become asa. Like, it's no hazmona because the person's still alive. Only if he's dead could we say hazmona milsa. But if the person is still alive, that's like before, like tfiya lariga. So Mar says, no, well, Tony Lach, we did not learn like this. That's now we learn clearly. Moisar ha-mesim la-mesim. Leftover money from mesim you collected goes back to the mesim. Moisar ha-mesim la-yoshev. If it's near Allah, we learned on this clearly. Ketzad, what's the case? Gavol la-mesim stam. It was a general collection. For any mesim that dies in the city to pay for the chavik kadisha. Zeh moisar ha-mesim la-mesim. That's called the extra money goes back to bury more mesim. But gavol la-mesim, let's say they knew a special mesim that died and they want to make a special collection for him. So mashma, the person's dead already. And even if he died, now they want to collect money for him. Zeh, that's the case of Meisra Meisli Yoshev. That's the leftover money that does go to the Yoshev. So it's a kasha according to Abaya. If they collected the money for the mace, so why does the extra money go to the Yoshev? The extra money should be Yosebano. For the moral of time, according to your time, that he has the kasha according to Abaya, Eim is safe. What does the safe say? Rabbi Meir or Meir Ogden says no. Well, you cannot use this extra money for nothing. Achiyovil Elio. You have to wait till Elio whenever comes. Mashmi has a suffix. Whether you could use it or not, therefore you have to wait till Eliyahu. Rabbi Nosson Naimah, no, Yasenu Dimas HaKivrei. You have to use this money only for the mace. And therefore, if you have leftover money, make him a nice matzeva, make a little binyan on top of the grave. Or Yizilof Lefnei Mitos, you will spill some wine in front of the coffin to make it smell good. But you have to use the money for the mace itself. So, who you see, it's a machlek you see. And Rabbi Nosson does say that the money is also about no, you can't use it for your own purpose, only for the mace. So this, what's going on here? El the Gemara says like this: Abaye Mataras Latimei, V'Rava Mataras Latimei. Both Abaye and V'Rava can learn this brayse according to their own time, and it's like this: Abaye Mataras Latimei, Tukula Yalmo Hazmoni Milsi. Abaye holds Hazmoni Milsi. If you collect money for a mace, really the money should become Asabano. Tanakama Sovar. Tanakama holds Tichozilei Tofis. Tichozilei Tofis. Even though as money milso, but when they first collected this money for the special person, it was like people only gave the money that if they're going to use it, what they need should be for the mace. But the money they did not need, if they have extra money, they never meant to give it for the mace. That's called the chodilei, the amount of money that they really need, and economy, that has money milso. But when they collect the extra money, that's like metchila, it's like on tanai, that if there's any extra money here, the yashim could keep it. That's the tanakama svara. Rabbi Meir misafkula, he has a suffix of this svarim, itopasila tofis, whether the extra money could be used or not. Hilgar therefore he says, Yigabe Machiavel Elio, we have to wait till Elio now will come and tell us what the locker is. Rabbi Nosson, just the opposite. Pshitala, if him is poshid,
Devadai Tophis. That for sure, since they collected this money for this person that was just mason, he's a poor person, any money that was given, even though it's extra, more than they need, they only gave it for a purpose to be used for that mace. So according to Abaye, that has money, we'll see, all the money becomes also banor. You can't use it for any other purpose. Therefore, Amnason says, you have to build a mace, a matzeva, or make a perfume there. You have to use it for the mace. Hilkach yasadimus akivrei. That's the way Abaye learns here. Now, the Rav Matatzan, Rav Matatzan, find me. The Kuliyama tell you has money love mills. Everybody else knows has money. Just the fact you collected the money for the mace, that alone will be nothing. That would not make it us about no. But there's another story over here. Tanakam is Sova Kibozule. Listen, they went around collecting the money for this mace, whether the guy was alive or not, but it's a bizoyin to have the money collected for you. Like you're so poor you can't afford to pay yourself, it's a little bizoyin. So Tanakam was a svara that Kibozule Achuli Machuzilusei Gabi Yoshim. But the Tanakhama holds like Hazmon Alav Milsi. But the leftover, listen, it's a busha for me to collect the money. Therefore, if there is any extra money, at least let my Yoshim have some Hanor from it. Like, even though it's a busha for me, I'm moichel that the Yoshim at least should have some Hanor from it. For Vimeya Mesafli, if you say this for not Imochel Lemochel. Hilkach Ligabhim. Rab Nosim Shit led Lemochel, no. Rab Nosim was far Pshita that the mace was not moichel to his Yoshim. In other words, the mace himself also wanted. They're like, it's a busha for him. So therefore, any money that comes in, at least the money should be used for him, not for his children. He is not meichel the money, that the money should go to his children. So it's a new svara here. Tada has money, Milsa. As far as since the money was collected, then it was an embarrassment to have the money collected, so at least the money should go for him. The shali is he meichel it, that the money should go to his yashim also or not. So that's the machlokes, if we say the father of the mace was like meichel, that he like have in mind, that he wants the money to go for the yashim or not. So that's why it's a new shali over here. It has nothing to do with the regular shell of Azmon and Milso, Allah Milso. Yeah. Now the says, Toshima, come in here. It says, let's say Rachmanis, somebody's son died. Boy died. Now the parents, what they do now, they were throwing clothing on top of their son, on top of the mace. So Locher is, mitzvah ha'chirim latfilim. Anybody else that's around the house, mitzvah ha'shavah savedi, should go their fear and take away those clothing. In other words, they already have tachrichim on the child. But the parents feel so bad from they want to put more and more clothing on him. So the Havamidah is, by leaving the clothing there, will become a tachricha for the mace, so become Asa Banor. The says to whoever is a nice friend, should go off as Shabbos HaVedah and take those clothing off the mace. So go to Kasha, according to Abaye. If you learn Hazmon and Milsa, as soon as they threw the clothing on the mace, it should be Asa Banor ready. How does it help if somebody else to come and take it away? I'll tell you there, the reason why it's not Hazmonah,